everybody to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza. I am pleased, 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 very, very excited, happy, overjoyed, and elated at the moment because I have an opportunity to share with you somebody that I've been sharing with you for years now. Awesome, awesome brother who is a servant. I'm going to use that term, a servant of the people, because when you have people who have dedicated their life to making the world better through the path that they've chosen, through their career, through their purpose, through what they found that God has given them to do as a purpose, a mission, if you will, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have an opportunity to talk with that person, even if you've talked with that person before. You know, you never get tired of talking to people like that, people who've dedicated their life to making the world better. And my special guest tonight is one of those people, one of my favorite people, and I've been interviewing my guests for over a decade now. And I'm very, very honored and humbled that he agrees to come on the show and share with you, our listeners, because he could be doing a lot of other things, you know, but sharing information is part of what he does. And, I mean, he's got a testimony that's out of this world. I always ask him to share it because I never get tired of hearing it. We're always getting new listeners. My special guest is King Coy Dunstan. I put the king in front of his name because, again, when you talk to people and they're servants, you know, then, you know, there should be, you should give them some sort of title or an acknowledgement or something. And that's like the highest, you know, title that I could give them, you know. So I call him King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And he's been on the holistic health path for over 35 years. I mean, he's seen it all. He's seen the new trends in holistic health. He was doing holistic health, practicing holistic health, adopted it as a lifestyle long before many people were doing it. He's an icon in Washington, D.C. People in the D.C. holistic health circles, they know who he is. If they've, you know, if they've been in that circle for a while, they definitely know Secrets of Nature and Coy Dunstan. He's a humble brother, and I just enjoy talking to him and sharing him with you. So tonight, we're going to be talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health. Your immune system, your choice, and your health. So let me move out of the way and get to this fabulous brother so we can get into this great interview. Brother Coy, welcome back to Jawanza for Life. As I said, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, my brother. Thank you for agreeing to be my guest tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be back with your audience, and good evening to everyone and to the family and to the wife. We say, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, we are really, really blessed, again, to have you. With everything that's going on in the world right now, I mean, you know, for the past year or so, you know, we've been hearing about this, you know, COVID, and it's real. I mean, you know, people are dying from it. I mean, every time you turn on the television, you know, for the past year or so, we've been hearing about new record deaths. Every time you turn on the news, you can't turn it on without hearing a show on that or a topic. They're going to be the newscasters are going to be discussing that. And in the news lately has been for over the last month or so or more, they've been talking about the shots, you know, the new vaccines that have been coming out, and people are getting them. And now they're talking about first getting one shot, then getting another shot. And I know your position when it comes to, you know, certain things like vaccines and so forth, because through your studies and through the work that you do, you found that the immune system is your best line of defense, that if you have a healthy immune system, you can actually kind of ward off any and everything. But, again, because of the new listeners that we're getting, I'm anxious. I'm going over. I'm kind of moving ahead of you. I don't want to skip past your testimony because we're always getting new listeners. But we're going to be talking about that today, everybody. We're going to be talking about your immune system and how that system is your best line of defense. So, but before we do, so you know why you're listening to Koi, Brother Koi, can you share with our listeners how you got started? You've been on this path for, what, over 35 years? I guess going on 40 now, huh?
Yeah, over 40 now. But that was, I started back in 1980 with my mother. I had gone home to visit, and when I got there, my mother was just coming from the doctor's office saying that the doctor told her to go to Duke University the next day as soon as she could. And so my father and I got up the next morning. We went up to Duke, sit there all day, and they came back in the afternoon and say, well, looks like we're going to have to keep her and do some more tests. It looks like she has a cancer of the breast and the colon, and they didn't really know how far it had spread it. But they kept her there for about 3-4 weeks doing more tests and doing what they could to control or to keep the cancer from spreading. And eventually around the third week or so, they came and told my mother that she needed to take the chemotherapy or get out the hospital. And so at that point, we sit down with her, and she asked me what would I do if I was her. I say, well, I heard people take this chemotherapy, but it doesn't seem to be a death certificate. I mean, it's not helping people live any longer. So I think if it was me, I would just get up and go home and get ready to meet my maker, not thinking that she would even listen to me. But she decided to take my advice, and the next day we picked her up, took her back home, and I felt an obligation to do more for her than just sit and watch her die. So I started doing some research and looking into the disease itself, how the body get disease, how do we get sick, and it was astounding that the information that was out there that on disease prevention, how not to get sick. So I started studying and learning about that. I guess a couple of weeks later, I was introduced to a company called Nature Sunshine, and they had this product called Pardiaco. And so Pardiaco had a reputation of emptying the wards in Mexico of cancer patients, which is getting rid of the cancer in everyone that took it. So Nature Sunshine acquired it and brought it into America, and I started using it with my mother, and it made all the difference in the world. Because we at first started with the diet. We eliminated the dairy, the sugar, the meat, the things that we know that cause disease, and tried to get on a better diet with green leafy vegetables and good supplements to help boost the immune system and help the body heal itself. And we did that for about 3 or 4 weeks before we got the Pardiaco. And then when we got the Pardiaco, everything just took off. But the real thing was that when we got my mother back home from the hospital, it took us 2 or 3 days to really settle down and understand what was going on. And mm-hmm. she was saying that it came down to the point that, do you want to live or do you want to die? Because she was fighting it. She was wondering, why me and what am I going to do? And we finally got around to settling down, and she decided to live. So that's when we started doing the fasting, the diet, and all the stuff that we do to animals. It just so happened that it all came together at about the same time with the Pardiaco. And once she got on the Pardiaco, she just took off. But I think the biggest thing was fear. When she got home, she was shrouded in fear because she didn't say, why me, and felt sorry for herself and was going around in circles. They couldn't talk to her. She couldn't listen, and she was just so afraid of dying. So we got past that, and once we got past the fear and she decided to live, we went to work. She went to work, and the body started healing itself. So that was the big thing with my mother, and after that, I was convinced that this is what I was supposed to do because, I never heard this information before and had no idea that it was even a possibility that the body could heal itself. So I got involved with it, and I've been involved with it ever since, and tried to help anyone that would come and listen and wanted to make a change in their life. I try to assist them in that, pretty much the same way I went through with my mother. But so many of us, we depend too much on the medical system that we have, or the disease system that we have. We wait for a shot, we wait for a vaccination, we wait for all these things that really, really is not doing anything for us. It's controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, and their primary goal is to make money. So if they give you something, it's not to necessarily make you well. And in fact, they put you on a medication and you have to take it the rest of your life till you die, and they get paid for that. So we have to understand the system we're in and understand what we can do for ourselves and begin to make a difference in our own lives by, you know, understanding how to do the things that we need to do, how to go from a diet to a live it, how to, you know, make sure you do the things that your body needs so that it can stay healthy, exercise, eat right, that kind of stuff. And it's just a process, and you just have to come down to a place to where you understand that, and you do that, and you eliminate the fear. Once if you know you got, you go to the doctor tells you you got cancer, you're going to die. You're operating out of fear. It's never good to make any decision out of fear. You have to sit down, gather yourself, look at this, what's in front of you, make some decisions about what you need to do, and it's pretty simple. You know you're doing, eating stuff you shouldn't eat, you're drinking stuff you shouldn't drink, you're not getting your rest, or you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and you just start correcting those things. You won't be able to do it overnight maybe, but over a week or two, you can begin to make some substantial changes, and your body will respond in that order. So I would encourage everybody to, you know, don't make decisions out of fear. That's the worst thing you can do, and you will always regret them.
I know that my next question will vary from person to person, but just out of curiosity, you may have shared it, but how long was that process for your mother, just the settling down process, you know? And I'm sure, again, that for everybody that process is going to vary depending on the diagnosis. But for her to go from that state of fear to move beyond that, and then from the state of fear to the state of trust, you know, I'll put it that way, trusting God, trusting you, you know, just to get to that point of saying, okay, you know, I'm a little shaky, but I'm going to go through with this thing. I believe I'm going to trust. And I'm going to trust the process. About how long was that for her?
I would say it took a good week, because, you know, first of all, you're not eating, you're not thinking, you just got just anger coming out because you feel like whamming. So it takes a couple of days just to settle down and understand that, you know, this is not the end of the world. You can and will live, and that takes 2 or 3 days, and then it takes another 2 or 3 days to really sit down and understand what we're going to do and how you're going to do it. So I would say a good week it'll take to really get on the road to healing yourself. You may be able to do it quicker depending on the situation you're in or how far along you are, but I would give it a good 7 days. After that, you can probably settle down and get into really doing the things that you can do to save you, to heal yourself. Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know, again, I get blown away and, you know, numb every time I hear that, because, again, this was your first, the person that you were working with holistically, and to get the results, everybody, the results were that his mother, they ran the test and, you know, the cancer was gone. You know, yeah. And that testimony can be your testimony, you know, for anybody that's, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's, you know, high blood pressure, whatever the case is, again, and we can't, you know, here's a disclaimer, you know, we can't say certain things, we're not making any claims or promises, you know, that if you do this, this will happen, but you certainly increase the likelihood of you getting a similar testimony if you do what you know, Coy recommends. Okay, and he's an educator. Okay, so he's not. We're not saying that if you know that Coy's going to give you a pill and that you're going to be healed of whatever your condition is. Coy's not going to the store and go shopping for you. You know, okay. You have to do that. You got to have some skin in the game. You know, you're going to have to go shopping. You're going to have to do the juicing. You're going to have to do whatever it is that you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And be consistent with it, so that you can get a positive result. But again, thank you so much again for that testimony, Brother Coy. Again, it blows my mind every time I hear it, and I know that it inspires the listeners to really, really listen to you, because with a testimony like that, it's like, why would you not? I mean, your testimony is better than some of the positions that they go to see. So,
yeah.
I mean, your track record, shall I say. So, thank you for that. So, again,
well,
everybody,
final,
today we're going to be
say this, about, the final question most people asked is, well, what happened? So, it took us about 6 weeks to get us on a good road back. And then, not 6 weeks, 6 months to get on a good road back where she was comfortable with it and she was understanding why she was doing what she was doing. But beyond that, she lived 10 years after that, and she was doing whatever she wanted to do in terms of living, that she wasn't bedridden. No one had to carry her around. She was able to move around on her own, and that she lived 10 years after that. So that was a testament to not only the healing power of God, but to what you can do if you make up your mind, the power of the mind and the word and the kind of things you have to do to make those differences. So that convinced me, and I've been doing it ever since.
So the people, I just got to ask this question. I said, because you mentioned that she was back in the church preaching. I know she was down there, and you came back up here, you know. So I was just curious to know, because you know how the church is. I mean, I would assume that in the church, once they heard her testimony, I would hope that they would have jumped on board, at least at that church, those that knew her. You know, my thought would be that they would have jumped on board and been like, wow, just tell me what you did.
Yeah.
You know, how did you do this? And hopefully the word would have spread. But then even as I think about it, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible. It's not talking about holistic health in this instance, but it applies, I think, to, you know, the attitude that we see, you know, when sharing with people about holistic health, and that is, having eyes they will not see and having ears they will not hear. And it appears that that's the case with a lot of people when they hear this information. Although they may need it, you know, they just for whatever reason will not open their ears or their minds to the thought that if I stop eating meat or, you know, if I make some lifestyle changes, that I can get rid of this condition.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like I say, it's not going to happen overnight, but at least the church developed a health ministry. It's ongoing. People can go and talk and work through things with the church in mind. So it's in that respect, I would say it was a success, because now most churches have a health ministry, even though it's not perfect. It is a place where people can go and get questions asked and talk to doctors or caretakers without having to worry about, you know, ease the fear in the process. That's the whole main thing with the health ministries, is to get the fear out of the process and help the person make a right decision about which way to go.
Awesome. Again, everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you all about his awesome establishment and how you can benefit from his current occupation, okay? So we're going to be sharing about that later on in the show. But again, as I promised, we're talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health. When it comes to your health, basically everything comes down to choices. What you eat, your chosen lifestyle, a lot of it, I mean, unless you were born with a particular condition, a lot of things, you know, the choices that we make will play a big role in, you know, our level of health or lack of health. So, you know, we're going to be talking about choices. But the immune system, Brother Coy, again, We've spoken about this before on previous shows, but again, we're getting new listeners, and I don't want to assume everybody knows. What is the immune system? Because if somebody were to open, if a physician was to open up the body, it's not like they could point to it and be like, oh, there's the liver, there's the kidney, and there's the immune system over there. You know, it's not something that they're going to see physically. So what is the immune system, and what's its role so that we can lay the foundation for the discussion?
Well, there are two systems in the body that that's critical. The heart pumps the blood, so we can see the blood and we can tell what it is. But the immune system is the clear liquid. It might look kind of like a mucus, but it's more like a clear, watery substance that flows through the body to every cell and every area of the body. And the primary function of the immune system is to take food to the cell and take the waste away. And one of the probably most significant things I learned in the whole process is that if you can keep your immune system doing that and not mess it up with all the stuff you put in, the sugar, the meat, the dairy, all of those things, if you can keep those things out, your immune system will pretty much protect you from most anything that you come in contact with. So with the if you try to find information on the immune system, oftentimes it gets so confusing until you don't know what they're talking about, and then you begin to wonder if they know what they're talking about. But the simple explanation of the immune system is to take food to the cell and bring the waste out, and what interferes with that.
Brother Corey?
Yes? You hear me?
Brother Corey, you still with us?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know if you can hear me, but everybody, I want to ask you to have a little patience. We're going to get King Koi back with us, so don't go away. We're talking about the immune system. We're talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health, and the role that the immune system plays in your health. Again, a lot of times we hear certain phrases, we hear certain terms, and we're not sure exactly what it means, but again, that's why we're going to be doing the show tonight, okay, so that we can get an understanding of it. And I want you to understand that when you're listening to King Koi, you're listening to somebody that knows the body. Oftentimes, we get information from people, and we're not sure how they know what they know, and why should we be listening to this person? You know, what makes them the expert? Well, if you tuned in from the beginning of the show, you heard King Koi's testimony of healing his mother of cancer from in both breasts, her liver and her colon, and living 10 years, 10 fruitful years after the doctors had given her only 6 weeks to live. Unfortunately, today, when people get news that they have cancer, it's unfortunate, but you know, in many cases, not all, of course, but in many cases, the person tends to go down from there. And they've actually, in many cases, doctors have considered if you have actually survived 5 years after the diagnosis, they consider that a success. But what happens if you die in the 6th year? You know, so, I mean, everything has to be, you know, qualified. You know, what is success? Who gets to make that call? So let me see. Brother Quay, are you back? Okay. This is what I'm going to do, everybody. I'm going to play a little music. Okay, I'm going to see if we can get Brother Koi back on the air because he's doing a fabulous show on the immune system, your choice, and your health. Everybody, hold on, okay? Thank you again for your patience. Are you back with us now?
You hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Good. Everybody, King Koi is back with us. Sorry for the inconvenience again, and thank you so much for your patience. We're talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health. Brother Koi was breaking down the immune system and its role to carry nutrients to the cells and to carry waste away, correct?
That's correct. And if you can keep that process going, and the best way to do that is we tell you no dairy, no sugar, no meat. All of those things contribute to breaking down the immune system to the point it can't do what it's supposed to do, and whatever we call it, whatever you want. But that is the disease process that we encounter daily because we do the wrong things we do the things that break down the immune system and keep it from taking good food to the cells and bringing it away because we're not putting good food in us, number one. And the waste gets so much until it overtakes the immune system and it just builds up, and that is the disease. It may be anywhere in the body. It may have any name, but that is the basic, simple explanation of the immune system and how important it is in keeping the body healthy. So I would encourage everybody to maybe understand as much as you can about the immune system. When you look it up, it may seem complicated, but find a simple explanation that you understand so that you don't have to go through the process of trying to get well and clean out your immune system too. Learn how to keep your immune system functioning properly, and you'll avoid a lot of the pitfalls that we get in terms of disease. You want to call it COVID, you call it AIDS, what to call it, arthritis, mm-hmm. call it bursitis, whatever you want to call it. It's a breakdown in the immune system's ability to keep the cells fed properly and taking the waste away from the cell. And that buildup is what we call the disease.
You know, Brother Coy, if we could talk for a moment about just the word surrender, you know. And the reason I use this word is because it's clear that when you were working with your mother, after she had gone through the emotional thing that she went through, you know, just the emotional release that she went through concerning, you know, why me, and, you know, the fear and sadness and bitterness and whatever else she may have experienced, she surrendered. You know, it's like, okay, put up the white flag. I surrender. I give in. Okay, I'm going to do what I need to do to live. And again, for people, that comes at different points. But until and unless someone is willing to surrender to even just the notion that I may have to change, you know, even if the surrender is just to the notion that, hey, I did this to me, if it's a case of whether, you know, either on purpose or inadvertently. Oftentimes people do stuff, you could, you know, get a disease because, not because you might not be smoking cigarettes, but you might get cancer because you, you know, your diet was not a proper one, you know. So just surrendering to the notion that I'm going to have to do something in addition to praying, if you're of that persuasion that, okay, I believe in prayer and I believe that I can be healed miraculously, if you're of that persuasion, you may have to do something in addition to that. I heard somebody saying, I don't remember who it was, said, pray as if everything depends on God, but act as though everything depends on you, you know. So if you talk, can you talk about just surrender, just beginning when people get to a point where they can surrender just to the possibility that I may have to change? Because a lot of times change is difficult for a lot of people. You know, we develop habits, and then even if a habit isn't necessarily, your habit might not be smoking or drinking or whatever, but just eating in a particular way, you know, if just, you know, living a particular lifestyle. Can you talk about just surrendering to the notion that you may have to change?
Yes, I think that's probably the biggest obstacle to getting healthy and staying healthy. We all grew up with certain beliefs and notions and habits and ways of doing things. And when someone comes along and tells you that all you've been doing is wrong, it's kind of, you resent it at first. So you can expect, if you're going to talk to someone that's sick, then tell them that, look, you need to not do this, not do that, not do that. They're going to be resentful because they've been doing it all their life and nobody ever told them that. So they say, well, that's crazy. I mean, my mama did it and everybody in the family mm-hmm. did it and on and on and on. So you're going to get that pushback.
Hello, Brother Coy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with the technical stuff here, but everybody, we're going to get Brother Coy back. We're talking about change at the moment, okay? We're talking about change, that surrendering to the process. Again, a lot of times when it comes to making changes, it's difficult. And,
yeah.
you know, but it's so much better. If you get information about the fact that, you know, a certain lifestyle tends towards better health, and you're in a relative good state of health at the time you receive this information, then it's much better and easier to make the changes than if you're forced to make the changes. Because if you hear information about holistic health being a better health, a healthier choice while you're healthy, then the changes that you make may not have to be drastic. But if you wait until you've been diagnosed with something, you wait until the doctors tell you they've got to cut something off or cut something out, you know, and then you want to make the changes, then you're forced to make the changes. Those changes may have to be made in a very drastic way, you know. So it's better to get to a point where you hear information, you realize, you do your research, and if you deem it valid, then you make the changes while you can, while it's easier to make the changes than if you're forced to make the changes. Because once you're forced to make the changes, you know, that process might not be as might be a little uncomfortable. So everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunston. Again, he's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We're talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health. Let's see if Brother Coy is back. Brother Coy, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me now?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm back. Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the whole thing is changing what your mind basically is. You have to renew your mind in a way that and understand why you need to do it, and then you have to do it. So it's a mm-hmm. process, and you have to take the person through that process in order to heal their body. But the healing process is not always the most comfortable thing. Like you say, you have some discomfort. You might have to fast. You might have to do some animals. You might have to do things you've never done before. But understanding why you're doing it is the key to maybe getting through the process because, yes, you're going to have to do some changes. And it's much easier, like most people do. They'll just take a pill that the doctor give them or take a shot that the doctor give them and keep doing the same thing and remain sick. But mm-hmm. if you really want to heal the body and be a productive, healthy human, then you're going to have to work. You're going to do some work. You're going to have to learn how to fast. You're going to have to learn how to eat. You're going to have to learn how to exercise and do the things that's necessary to keep the body healthy. Then you can maybe talk to a doctor about what you are going through. But until you do the things that you need to do to make sure that your health is okay, the only thing the doctor's going to do is give you a pill or give you a shot and tell you to come back until you die.
Mm. Wow. Everybody, you heard it. And, you know, a lot of times people need to hear it just like that. Sometimes people need to hear it raw. Sometimes people need to hear it direct. Because sometimes when people sugarcoat stuff, the person who you're talking to, they might not get it. They might not really receive what you're saying because it was spoken, you know, in a manner that was, you know, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You don't want to offend somebody. Not saying that, of course, you have to be rude when sharing holistic health information, but you have to be real. You have to let people know what the reality is because, truly, it's a matter of life and death. Brother Quinn, let's talk for a moment about what's been happening in the news now. I mean, every day you can turn on the news and hear about, you know, people taking shots for, you know, the pandemic. You know, some people have gotten one shot. Some people have gotten two shots. Some people have decided that they're not going to take the shot. When it comes to, you know, immunizing yourself, then a healthy immune system sounds like it would be your choice. I know that would be your choice. If you have a healthy immune system, then that is your shot, correct?
Absolutely. The COVID vaccine, which we've been dealing with over the last year or so, it has nothing in it to address the COVID in your system, the virus itself. It's something they call an injection of a chip. They inject a chip in you, and that chip is supposed to make the immune system fight the disease. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't heard the medical profession talk much about the immune system, so I don't know how they can come up with a chip that's going to get the immune system to do what it's supposed to do when they haven't even studied the immune system, or they don't have a vaccine for high blood pressure or diabetes. So how can they come up with a chip to make the immune system do something? And I don't like the idea of them messing around with my immune system, because that's all I got. So if they mess it up, then I'm out. So, yeah, I would say that it's important that you understand the vaccine and what it does, or what it's supposed to do. Is some kind of protein module that they are injecting to get the immune system to fight the COVID virus. Now, if some people are waiting for that and they have lining up to take it, but I just can't get with a chip, putting a chip in my immune system to make it do something, when all you have to do is do the right thing. You know, number one, we don't get enough sunlight, so we absolutely need to be taking vitamin D. I don't care how many vaccines you get, if you're not correcting the condition that brought on the problem, you're falling deep into a hole, and I suspect that eventually we'll find this out. But you got to have your vitamin D. We don't get enough sunlight. Sunlight is a major source of vitamin D. So that's the first thing you want to make sure that you're doing, giving your body what it needs. So vitamin D. Vitamin C is probably the best immune booster that you can get. The right kind of vitamin C is important, non-acidic. There's a 5,000 milligram per teaspoon vitamin C. Just those two alone would do wonders for you, but there's a lot of other things you can add. The zinc, you can add vitamin A, and then you can always look at what you're eating, your diet. Try to stay away from anything from an animal. You don't want anything that has eyes. So you want to stay away from dairy, sugar, and meat. The sugar is the killer, a real problem with the immune system. It weakens it, and it's the number one thing that probably leads us into disease, is sugar. But just knowing the basic supplements to take to boost your immune system will probably keep you from getting, even if you get sick, you won't die. Your body will be strong enough to fight it off, and you can recover quicker. But just to sit and not do anything, like take the vitamin C or the vitamin D, not to do any of that, just to wait on a vaccine, that's not a good strategy in my mind. Some people are doing that. That's fine. But I think if they would get a good, clear understanding on what you need to keep the immune system working on its own, even if you eventually get the vaccine, I think you would probably have a better chance of overcoming the condition that you face with.
It seems like and this is just me, and I don't know, you may share this view, I'm not sure, but it seems like it was developed kind of quick. I mean, when I say that, with just from this perspective, that oftentimes, you know, we find out that stuff later, you know, it could be 5 years down the road, you know, something might develop, and, you know, then they'll turn around maybe and say, oh, this was caused by such and such. I mean, it's nothing to see when you turn on the news, a recall of some product or something or some commercial where it's like, you know, you have some attorney's office saying, if you've been exposed to whether it's Roundup or something, you know, then call us, you know, because, you know,
yeah.
We never know the side effects of something oftentimes until it's too late. So when it comes to somebody who says to you, if somebody came to you and said, Brother Corey, you know, I took this, I didn't know, or I took one or I took both shots, I didn't know, but now I'm concerned that there may be some long-term ramifications. You know, yes, I might not get COVID, but, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I may develop something else, and they may not attribute it to this shot. You know what I mean? They might not be able to pinpoint it unless they do some sort of study and find that everybody that took the shot, you know, shares in this, you know, this same condition, you know. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, how could, if somebody came to you and said, hey, you know, I took the shot and now I'm really concerned, it's too late to untake it, I took it, but I want to now do something to ensure that I don't get any side effects from this, you know, later down the line.
Yeah, I've been getting some feedback to that effect, and the only thing I can say is, like, you can't do both sides of the fence. I mean, you can, but it's not a good idea. If you have to, before you take that vaccine, you need to do your research and understand why you're doing it and what it's doing to your body. If you do that, you can probably avoid 90%, 99% of that kind of consideration. But when you just wait for the vaccine, then you go take it, I don't know if it's not enough information out there to know whether or not you can undo that. But I think the big concern is that will your immune system still be able to function as it should if you take it or don't take it?
Good point.
That's the consideration to me. So if you've already had it, I don't know if there's anything you can do to reverse it if there's some side effects like the blood clots with the J&J vaccine. And I suspect that comes from people taking it that had underlying conditions like not enough vitamin D, not enough vitamin C, and they weren't eating right, and they were just depending on the vaccine to correct the condition. Excuse me. I think that's the consideration I would make in terms of whether or not I was going to, you know, drop out or continue to take it or go through the vaccine stages. If you have underlying conditions and you're not addressing those, I don't think you're doing yourself a favor by taking the vaccine. You need to really address your underlying conditions, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, whatever immune deficiencies that you have. You need to get those addressed before you even think about taking a vaccine, I would say.
So let's talk about this for a moment again, because back to the diet piece, because again, I know that's not all of it. I mean, when it comes to the immune system, I know that you have to, I mean, you could be a vegetarian and still, you could be a vegetarian and still have a bad lifestyle, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could be a vegetarian and be an alcoholic. I mean, I know that sounds like two opposite poles of the spectrum, but just because
that's
you don't
true.
Eat meat doesn't necessarily mean that you have a healthy lifestyle. That's the point
that's
that
right.
I'm making. So could you talk about just the importance? I mean, you did touch on it, but because a lot of times people don't make the connection. I was talking to somebody recently, and she was mentioning to me that she had just had a knee replacement and also had arthritis in the back. But the way she – it was just so nonchalant and casual, the way she shared that, it was almost like, oh, you know, that's – I'm getting older. And so it wasn't like an alarm. It wasn't like, you know, there was no – what do I do? It was just like, you know, hey, I got a cane now. Then it was an acceptance of this. So, but, and I'm sure that this person never even considered the fact that, and this person's, you know, a meat eater. So I'm sure they never considered the fact that any of that was tied to what was going in her mouth.
Usually that's the case. People just think that they don't. It's just a progression into a state of disease, and you go to the doctor. They either cut it out or sew it up or do something to get rid of the immediate pain. But we still have corrected the problem. Why this knee and this kneecap has eaten itself down to the where bone is rubbing on bone. And they haven't addressed that. So you have to understand that the major reason why you lose cartilage in your bone or you lose in calcium in your bone is because you're not you're eating or too much sugar or you're doing dairy products, and those things block your body's ability to assimilate calcium, and so you have to find the right calcium that your body can use so you can rebuild the cartilage in your knees and keep them from deteriorating to a point to where you have to make another get them knee replacement or whatever they do to you when you get to that point. And so you have to really work on the underlying condition. So if I got a bad knee and I go to the doctor and they give a knee replacement, but I do nothing to address what caused the knee to go bad, then it's just going to move somewhere else. My back is going to get worse because now I have no support for my back to get better because I'm taking all the all this thing going on with the knee is just moving to the back, and I'm not doing anything to correct the real cause of the disease. So, yeah, that's the problem with the medical system. They don't do any prevention, and they don't do any nutritional analysis about why you are in the condition that you're in, and they don't address that in terms of what they give you. They usually it's a drug or a knife or something. It's not related to rehabilitating the body to the where it can function on its own. So, yeah, we have to go back to the beginning, address the underlying condition that caused the problem, and then we can maybe do something to help the body heal. But if you've gone so far until there's no other way or nothing else that you can be that can be done, then you'll probably have to take knee replacement or knee surgery. But believe me, if you don't address the underlying condition, you're going to get it again.
And it's no wonder, I mean, really, when you think about it, when we look at the medical establishment, you know, I heard somewhere, I believe it was Dr. Latham may have been sharing that, a lot of doctors, you might have been, you shared this, that a lot of doctors even have admitted that when in all of their studies, all of their residencies, all of their, you know, their education, that they took very little, if any, courses in nutrition.
Right.
You know, they may have, you know, other courses, you know, they learned how to cut, you know, but as far as what food does to the body and the effect of food on the body, they've taken very little, if any, courses in that. So their whole perspective is skewed towards, you know, like you mentioned, cutting it out, you know, sewing it up or whatever, but definitely not.
Giving you a toxic pill or something to help kill the pain, but doing nothing for the underlying condition. So, it's going to continue to be rotating in and out of the doctor's office as long as you live until you get to the place to where you can address and overcome the condition that you have with some nutrition and some exercising and doing what you should do in order to keep the condition from developing, arthritis or diabetes or whatever you want to call it. There are things you can do to reverse that without taking a drug or going to surgery or whatever they do to you, because the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession, they are designed for money, and if they can't give you a drug or if they can't do some procedure on you, they are not making money, so it's not in their interest to do that. So you have to find someone that can help you to understand the process that you're in and what you need to do to help yourself.
Can we talk for a moment, Brother Coy, about stress and the immune system? I think that a lot of times people are walking around stressed out and don't even know it. I mean, just the last 4 years, you know. I mean, just every time you turned on the news, it was something else, you know, just the last 4 years. And just certain things can stress you out, whether it's a job, you could be in a bad relationship, whether it could be your children. I mean, just a lot of different things could cause you to feel stress. But even the feeling of stress, just that, walking around in that state, that heightened state of, you know, feeling stressed out, that has to wreak havoc on the immune system. Can you talk about the role of stress and how that affects the immune system?
Well, that is a very prevalent thing in terms of the breaking down of the immune system is stress. And it can sneak up on you. You may not even feel like you're aware of it, but generally most any condition is going to come from being stressed. That's being in a relationship you don't want to be in. That's the stress that dietary considerations have on the body, the stress that you have in relationships and all the other things that you go through in life in terms of trying to do a job and run a family and make money and all of those things, whether you know it or not, is stressful. And if you don't learn how to handle that stress, it will take you out. It'll take out, it'll lead you into a disease state, and it might show up in a lot of different ways, but like diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney problems, or headaches, or whatever. And understanding the dietary considerations to make sure that you're giving your immune system the best chance you get, the vitamin C, vitamin D, eating right, no dairy, no sugar, no meat, all of those things, it would help strengthen your immune system so you can handle the stress better. But the main thing is that you have to learn how to settle down and help your body boost itself up by taking a break, go on a vacation, taking time out to just work on you. All of those things are important to relieve that stressful situations that we all are under. It's just how you handle the stress that will make the difference in terms of whether or not it takes you out in terms of some disease, or you are able to overcome it by doing the things that you need to do to address the stressful situations in your life. Oftentimes it's just communication. You just have to sit down and talk with someone or talk with yourself and come up with what you know you need to do to address the things that are going on in your life so that you can make sure you give yourself the best chance not to be taken out by this stressful situation that you're in.
What about rest? You know, we talk about stress and, you know, the body also needs to rest. I mean, because of the things that we just talked about. I mean, you could be working a job that you don't like. You could be in a relationship. It could be the kids. It could be, you know, whatever you're feeling is stressing you out. But just what about rest? I mean, just the effect that that rest of body at in a state of rest where, you know, hopefully the body, hopefully, you know, when I say rest, I mean rest. I don't just mean sleep, because you could be asleep and not resting. Your body could be digesting food when it should be resting, you know. So could you talk about rest and the importance of rest on a healthy immune system?
Well, resting is when you can let your body rest. You're not digesting food. You're not eating any food. You're basically giving your body a chance to just be. And that's sometimes difficult, particularly with family life and doing all the things that is necessary to keep the family moving. It's difficult sometimes to find that place of rest. So you want to, number one, set aside at least 8 hours of just sleep. No TV, no interference, no phone calls, none of that. Just rest. You may be sleeping that 8 hours, or you just may be meditating part of those 8 hours. But you need to set aside that time when the phone is off, the TV is off, the children are wherever they are, and you are just resting. It would be good to sleep 8 hours a night, but some people can probably get away with seven, but it's recommended that you get at least 8 hours of sleep each evening. If you're not doing that, then that's something you can work toward. How do you get to that point? So it may be a little stressful just trying to get to that point, but you have to work it out so that you can put yourself first. That's the thing you have to do, put yourself first. Exercise, get some exercise out, and it doesn't have to be running or all of that. You can just breathe or just get a place where you can just have peace. No interruptions, I'd say. And if you can get to a place to where you can do that, you can get control of yourself to a point to where you are able to, you know, make time for exercise, to make time to eat right, to make time to do all the things you need to do to handle the stress in your life. So it's a process to understand how to do that. But once you get a hang of it, learn how to do the things that you have to do first, and then all the other stuff will fall in line. If you can take care of first things first, most everything else will fall in line. So that would be my advice. Sit down with yourself, decide what you need to do, and do it. And everything else should come in line. Your family, your relationships, all of that should line up if you are taking care of yourself. You get out of control and you let other things run your life. That's the first thing. You want to get control of what you are doing in your life and what your life is doing to you.
If we could talk real briefly, Brother Coy, just about patience in the process, because we are results-oriented people. You know, we start a plan, and we're looking for results. You know, if a brother starts going to the gym, you know what I mean? He's looking for results. You know, he's looking in the mirror every day just to see if that bicep has gotten any bigger, you know. So even when it comes to adopting a holistic health lifestyle, you know, people are looking for results. If somebody comes to you and says, you know, hey, Brother Coy, I heard this interview, you know, I'd like a consultation, you know, can you make some recommendations? Whatever you recommend, they're looking for results. They go, you know, they want to know that this is working. But some things take time. You know, you might not go from a bad bill of health to a good bill of health in a week. You know, you're not going to go from eating bad and developing, you know, cancer, arthritis, you know, or something like that. You might see with certain things like diabetes, you might be able to see some sort of improvement immediately, but other things might take a little longer. So could you talk about patience?
Patience is very important because, like you say, you can't rush things. If you're used to doing things a certain way, it may take you 2 or 3 months to make a change in that respect. But the main thing is to sit down and, you know, work out a program that you want to do in your life and begin to make the changes, you know, one thing at a time, one day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time, until you can get to a place to where you can pretty much include all the things you need to do in making sure that you're doing what you ought to do. Drinking your water is important. You've got to hydrate the body.
Brother Coy, it looks like we lost you again, my brother. Again, pardon the interruptions. Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunston, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We're talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health. Your immune system, your choice, and your health. We were talking about stress, you know, the role that plays on the immune system. We're talking about rest, the importance of getting your rest. I mean, oftentimes we're always going, always doing something. I mean, you're either talking or listening. Some people actually fall asleep with the TV on. I mean, they just can't not have something going on. You know, sometimes you have to rest your mind, you know, and that's going to be, it's going to have a wonderful effect on your immune system. Last, before we lost Quinn, we're going to get him back. We're talking about patience. It is important to have that. That is a virtue. It's no, you don't say patience is a virtue for nothing, because especially when it comes to your health, when you're talking about making changes, you have to be patient for the results, and you have to be patient with yourself, because, you know, this is a process. And so when you're looking to make changes and you want to see results, as we all do, then you have to give it time. You have to set realistic goals. Your goals have to be realistic, okay? And you have to give the process time. Brother Corey, are you back?
Yes, you hear me now?
Brother Corey, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay. We're still working to get Brother Corey back, but you have to give it time. You have to give the process time because, again, there's work to be involved. You know, there's going to be work involved. When you're talking about changing your life, change means that you're doing something. I'm talking about conscious change. You are consciously saying, I'm going to give up this for something better. You know, I'm going to let this go, because I realize that this doesn't serve me. Or, you know, it's gotten me to a point now where this thing has gotten out of control. I've got to let this go. And as a result of letting it go, just know that if it's detrimental to you and caused you to be in a place where now it's necessary that you let it go for health considerations, then know that the results of having let that go may take a minute. There will be some immediate results, of course, depending on what it is that you're letting go of. But just be patient, because if you're doing it for the right reason, okay, then first, congratulations to you. Second, just be patient in the process. Brother Corey, you back?
Yeah, you hear me now?
Not yet. Okay, let me try this. I'm going to try something to see if I can get Brother Corey back, and then we can continue this interview. Brother Corey has given us, we're already past the time. He's given us a little more time, so I thank Brother Corey for that. Brother Corey, are you with us?
I'm here. You hear me?
Okay. Well, we've got the technical difficulty thing going on, everybody, so I apologize for that. But we've been talking about your immune system, your choice, and your health. Your immune system, your choice, and your health. Brother Corey, I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to call out the number to you. And by the way, everybody, if you're listening online and you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is just press 1. But Brother Corey, the call-in number is 515. Oh, there you are. Brother Corey?
You back? You hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know what. But we were talking about patience when you left off, Brother Corey. The
importance, yes, sir.
That
was, yeah. Whatever you do, you got to make a plan, and then you got to stick to the plan. And that's where patience comes in, because, yeah, you'll sit down and you look at your plan and you say, oh, I can't do this. But you, if you, like you say, take out the things you know you can take out and do the things that you know you can do, and just do it until you can get it all done, you'll find that you can pretty much do what you want to do if you can sit still long enough to follow the plan,
mm-hmm,
that you set up to reach your goal. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Planning is a big thing.
Well, Brother Clay, I wanted to. Yeah. Go ahead.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Isn't that something? That planning is important, everybody. Again, you're going to have to do it. When it comes to successful people, you look at successful people, people that have done it, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, people that have done it, if the common theme with those people is that the one thing that they have in common is that they planned for it, you know, they planned for success, you know. So if you want to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do, I agree with Brother Corey, you have to have a plan. You have to. So, Brother Corey, I would like to take a moment and talk about the establishment that you know, owner and operator of, which is Secrets of Nature. Because, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Secrets of Nature, everybody that's in the holistic health field in D.C. and the D.C. area and other parts of the country and the world know about Secrets of Nature. You established it as a result of, you know, the change that took place in your life once you were used as the tool in God's hand to, you know, get your mother back, to a state of health. Talk about that, if you would, just your establishment, what it is that you offer, and how people can get in contact with you. Because again, after this show, I know people are going to have questions and want to talk to you.
Well, after I made up my mind to open up a store, I had to decide what was I opening up a store for. So I was the biggest problem with disease is the things that we put in our body. So I wanted a location that I could, you know, prepare food and provide the supplements for people that really wanted to make a change in terms of their health and livelihood, in terms of being able to do what they do every day to keep them doing that. So I opened up Secrets of Nature with got a little vegetarian restaurant in the back. We don't do any animals, nothing from an animal in the kitchen. And we have the supplements and the foods that, you know, we think that's available that will help you reverse disease and keep yourself healthy. So we're located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest. We are there to assist anyone that really want to make a change in terms of a plant-based diet or healing the body or any overcoming any disease. We provide any whatever assistance we can for people that want to do that. And we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 6. And you can come and you can, you know, try the food and get the supplements that you need and get the consultation that you need to get your questions answered, that kind of thing. So it's a place where you can come and kind of just chill and gradually get into what we're saying so that you can make a difference in terms of your own life and in your family's life and in keeping with the move toward preventive health education. That is what Secrets of Nature is. We're located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest. The telephone is 202.
Okay, that's 3910 South Capitol Street Southeast, or I'm sorry, Southwest Washington, D.C. And please give Brother Coy a phone call. The number there is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. Again, if you just need to talk, okay, you're not sure, you just went and you got a doctor's, you went to the doctor and you got a report and, you know, the doctor's making a suggestion and you just want an option. You want somebody to, you know, say, hey, listen, you know, there are other things that you can do. And you'd like a phone consultation, give Brother Coy a call. Again, the number there at Secrets of Nature is 202-562-0041. And make it a point to get by there. You really have to get by Secrets of Nature. If you're thinking about making the transition from a meat diet to a plant-based diet, then you're going to have to find foods that your palate can handle. I mean, because, you know, when we're eating a certain way, even if we're eating bad, there's certain things that we like. You know, it's just certain things that we like that we think taste good. But if you haven't tried any vegetarian food or vegan food, then you don't know. You just don't know. You have nothing to compare it to if you've never tried it. So my suggestion is that you get by Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C., and if you are a vegetarian or vegan and you have never been by there, I encourage you to get over there because you don't know what you're missing, okay?
Yeah.
And it's not just the food, it's the environment. Okay, it's the atmosphere. It's being in a place of life. Okay, that's what Secrets of Nature represents. Secrets of Nature represents life and living. And not just life and living, but living a healthy life. And there's something that happens when you're in a place like Secrets of Nature. You get this feeling, it's a vibration, you know. It's this feeling of living, that you're doing something, that you're in a place that is adding to your life. And you'll realize that when you go in there that you're going to leave better than you came. I mean, even if it's just your attitude, even if it's just your frame of mind, even if it's just your day. You say you came in there a little stressed. When you leave, you won't be. Okay, so get by Secrets of Nature. Give Brother Coy a call. And if you need a consultation, then, you know, set that up with him. But I just want to make another, again, a disclaimer that his testimony that he shared, that's the testimony that he shared. That was his experience because he did certain things in a certain way. If you're going to have a positive testimony, you're going to have to do things, certain things in a certain way. Nobody can guarantee anything. Okay, nobody can say that if you do this that you're going to get rid of your cancer, you're going to get rid of your diabetes. You most certainly can. You most certainly can. The will you, that depends on you. You can, but will you, that depends on you. And Brother Coy can aid you in that process. Brother Coy can give you materials to read. Brother Coy can tell you what to eat. But the doing it, that's going to be on you. And that will determine your results. Brother Coy, are you back with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. There you are.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go. I just wanted to say before I get cut off again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and I pray that you have a blessed and fruitful day.
Brother Coy, again, I can't thank you enough for, you know, all of the years that you've rendered us. You know, you've been doing the work. And it's not, I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. And you talking about you've been laboring in the field on our behalf. Everybody, we have a treasure in this brother, you know. And so, again, I'm thankful and humbled and honored to have every time I get an opportunity to share him with you all. So make it a point. Again, the telephone number, the Secrets of Nature, you need to write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. That's the best place for it. So every time you're about to go in there and put something in your mouth, you can see Coy's name. Okay?
Yeah.
It's 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. Yeah. Brother Coy, again, thank you so much, my brother. Thank you for the extended time. Again, it's great to have you, my brother. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again.
Well, thanks for having me, and I appreciate what you do, because without you, they wouldn't hear what I had to say, and we would be in the dark. So, yeah, I'm thankful for what you do, too. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mo. Until the next time, everybody, my name is Juwanza. That is King Coy Dunson, again, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Remember, you don't have to be in the D.C. area to take advantage of Brother Coy's expertise. You can be anywhere in the world. They actually ship items if you need them shipped to you. If you're overseas in the military or wherever you are in the country, you might not be in the D.C. area, but you heard this information, you can actually give Brother Coy a call, find out what products he has. He has bulk herbs, loose herbs, I mean, herbs in a capsule form, I mean, different product lines. So, you know, give him a call, see what he's got, and see how you can benefit. And again, don't let location be a hindrance, because wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the world, then, you know, Brother Coy can get you whatever it is that you need, okay? So, again, thank you so much, everybody, for your time. My name is Juwanza. I do appreciate you. You could be doing anything. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Who are you? Peace.
Victory for the heat.
Gotta put the heat.